Family, welcome to the Alkibalon Radio Show. We are in the Empower Hour, and today I played a special drum solo for Mama Dikita. It's called Sofa, and Sofa translates into the word warrior. And so as we go into our today's topic, which is, are you being a warrior or are you being a worrier? Tips on managing stress and anxiety. I like to first start off with prayer. Give thanks for the opportunity to be in the midst of the living. We give thanks that those that we love near and far are well, and that when we woke up, there was no hurt, harm, injuries, or danger. We ask that the Almighty Creator go before us in all that we do. Our guardian angels, our ancestors, all those who have paved the way before us, we thank and we honor you too. We ask that all those who are listening over the airwaves, that they continue to be blessed and covered, and that they're guided and protected to do the things that they were destined to do. We ask for open minds and open hearts. We ask that those who are weary, that they get energized and inspired to continue to move forward. And for all those who need to be awakened, we ask. In their sleep and slumber can be awakened. And with this, we say thank you in advance for all the things that are coming. Thank you for what you already have done. The one and all in one. Almighty Creator, give thanks. So, family, as we move into the Empower Hour, I like to remind you of the importance of affirmations. Affirmations are something that allows you to have a conversation with yourself to boost up your confidence, your self-esteem, and also is good not just for mental and emotional health, but it's also good for your physical health too. So, I am blessed. I am magnificent. I am creative. I am prosperous. I am bountiful. I am a walking miracle. I am joy. I am peace. I am love. And I am light. And so as we do affirmations, I encourage you all to look in the mirror, smile at yourself. Everything is happening for us. Everything is working out for our highest good. And today we are going to talk about tips on managing stress and anxiety, how to be warriors and not worriers. There's a saying, why worry when you can pray? It's so important to speak over yourself and change the energy around you and stay away from negative people. Just like we shouldn't eat too much junk food or candy, the conversations that people have can all be that for you. It could be junk. It could be bad food for you to digest. So reminding ourselves to have time to relax, that could look differently for different people. Some people could pick up a hobby, crocheting, sewing, walking, skating, biking, singing, dancing, something that's going to move the energy for you. Oftentimes when we get older, it's like we have this mindset that everything is people. And so you have to carve out time to really spend time on doing something that you enjoy. And I don't feel like there's an expiration date on the pleasures that we enjoyed when we were younger. Recently, I had a conversation with my children about it, that just because you get older, that doesn't mean that you should stop enjoying life. If there are things that you enjoy from your youth, I know someone who told me that they've always wanted to be a singer. That's like a childhood dream of theirs. However, because they're older, they don't feel like they can pursue it. And my testimony is that there were things that I didn't do 20, 30 years, and here I'm doing it now, like with this radio show. So I feel like it's really important for us to continue to be encouraged to do things that bring us joy. Not only is it good for you mentally and emotionally, but it also creates longevity. It creates an opportunity to have a healthy physical life as well as a healthy person who, you know, is walking around talking to themselves, pulling out their hair. But there are different ways that people deal with stress. For example, say someone had a tragic loss, a passing of a loved one, and they're just in disbelief. They can't believe it. And, you know, they really wish that there was something that they could do to reverse it. Sometimes when we're stressed out and we've experienced stressful events, even the recent pandemic is considered to be a stressful event. So sometimes we may be walking around in stress, and we're so used to feeling that way that we don't even realize how stressed out we are. And I know personally when the pandemic started, I was doing a lot for myself, for my family, taking my children to a lot of activities. And when we all had to stop, I had no idea how much I was doing. And that happens to me sometimes, like if I have a commitment and it changes and something is taken off of my plate. I'm asking myself, like, how was I able to do all of those things that I was doing? So sometimes we can be in disbelief. We can feel like we're not stressed out. And I've even had talk to a person and you're telling them what's going on. Sometimes they can actually feel the stress from what's being described, and where we think, oh, we're just going through the motions. It's kind of like being on automatic, like a robot. When we're just so used to being stressed out, we just focus on doing whatever needs to be done, accomplishing a goal, and we don't even realize it. And so it's really important to tap into ourselves and also to tune in to other people around us so that we won't be in denial that we may actually be living a very stressful life and not managing it because we just don't want to believe it. And so some of the other reactions that people have to stress is anger, sadness, frustration, worry, being in I notice you can be in the world interacting with people, and there'll be a person who could be like very angry or they're frustrated. They just have a short fuse. And I try to remind myself that, you know, that person may not have had a lot of loving experiences in their life. And as opposed to matching their energy and giving them back what they're giving me, I try to raise the energy by giving them kindness, having some level of joy or some level of love to show them, like, okay, maybe I can give you something to encourage you to just open up to being kinder. And so oftentimes when you see people like that, it's because they're stressed out. And sometimes people, you may look at them and even judge, I don't know why they're not doing A, B, and C. They could be doing better. The situation is not as difficult as it seems. That's how people sometimes think and say on the outside. However, sometimes a person can be so burnt out and they're numb and just going through the motions and themselves out. And it could also be ourselves when you just feel like, you know, you're not feeling anything, or you have a short circuit, a short fuse, you're quick to anger, you have a temper. Oftentimes you're internalizing stress and you're taking it out on others in that way. And so change of appetite, energy, your interests, all those things say that a person is stressed out. So if you notice, especially like with young people, a lot of times if they have constant loss of appetite, if the things that they were interested in, they're not interested in anymore, if they're sleeping a lot more than usual, these are also signs that someone is having a stressful time. Difficulty with sleeping or having nightmares, that's another example. And then you can have physical problems. Some of the physical problems that people have are headaches, body aches, stomach aches, even skin rashes. And then conditions. And those mental health conditions could be like a high level of fear. Anxiety is also considered to be a mental health condition. Some people have social anxiety. And so as I list these things out, the purpose is to not be in denial and to acknowledge whether it's yourself or someone you know when we're stressed out. Because when you are stressed out, there are things that you can do to manage that stress. And it's really, really important to make sure that if you know what's going on, then you can actually do something about it. So if you have any tips on how to manage stress, things that work well for you, please give us a call at 671-661-1819. And please follow us on Caribbean Life Radio. Oh, 678-661-1819. Excuse me. Again, that's 678-661-1819. We're Caribbean Life Radio on Instagram, Caribbean Life TV on Facebook. You can do when you're dealing with stress. A lot of times when a person is stressed out, it's important to take breaks. Take breaks from just whatever it is that could be causing you stress. Like some people may keep the news on all day and night. Well, you may want to take a break from the news and turn on some music. Listen to Caribbean Life Radio. And then if you are on the internet a lot, taking a social media break is very important. If you do things like you do a lot of driving, maybe you want to consider carpooling or taking, you know, public transportation or a vacation, anything so that whatever the thing is that could be aggravating or agitating you. If you have an opportunity to have conversation with people and you pay attention to the language that they're using, do they have a lot of bad news to tell you, or is it good news? Do you notice in a position to where they're kind of being negative? Sometimes when you have been traumatized and you're stressed out, hearing and seeing traumatic events can actually re-traumatize you. For example, like when the Twin Towers hit with 9/11, just seeing the news over and over again, that could be traumatic for a person. You can actually put timers on your phone. So, for example, if you are watching the news and you're used to watching it all day, but you do feel like you want to be informed about certain things, the weather, the traffic, local news, international news, you could put a timer on. And instead of listening to the news for an hour in the morning, an hour at night, listen to it for 30 minutes. If you're used to being on social media and you notice that you're on your phone a lot, you can also put timers on your phone and give yourself 15 minutes or 20 minutes. You can do it for the television. Serve on purpose because I don't want my rest disturbed. So taking breaks and doing something, going outside in nature, watching, you know, birds or animals, if you have a pet, doing something that's related to something in nature, plants, taking care of plants, gardening, going for a walk, socializing with other people. These are also ways to manage stress. Taking care of yourself is a big category for managing stress. What does it look like when you're taking care of yourself? Getting sleep is a very important thing that we really act like it's not, but it is. Getting plenty of rest, getting exercise, having an opportunity to eat healthy foods like fruit and vegetables, not starving yourself all day, not loading up on a lot of junk food. These are also ways to take care of yourself. And then taking care of yourself, there's some physical things you could do to take care of your body. For example, deep breaths. And again, as I said, making sure that you're eating healthy, balanced meals. All these things are extremely important. Avoiding alcohol, tobacco, any kind of substance use in excess, that's extremely important, because sometimes when people are stressed out, they tend to self-medicate. Even at night, some people, they take cough medicine to go to sleep. So please make sure that you're avoiding excessive use of these things and they're not being used as a crutch. And routine is so important. Even when you have children and there's been a stressful environment in the home, it's so important to make sure that you have some type of routine. Whether you're an adult, whether you're a parent, having a healthy routine is really important. Whether it's when I wake up in the morning, this is what I do. It may be wake up in the morning, you know, say your prayers, shower, make sure you have a cup of tea. But the body loves routine. And also for our mental and emotional health. Unwind, whatever that means for you. Again, it goes back to hobbies. Do things that you enjoy. Make sure that, like it's the saying, work hard and play harder. Make sure that you're giving yourself rewards for all the times that you are out here working, making ends meet, taking care of the family. Make sure that you take time to do some kind of activity that you enjoy. And last but not least, talking with people is so important. Not isolating yourself. When you are going through stuff, sometimes even if you just say it out loud, you may not always need someone to give you the advice. You may actually have the answers inside of you. But what happens is when you talk about it, it actually lowers your blood pressure. It allows you to really see that things may not be as worse as you think they are, and normally it's not. Things are normally a lot better than what they could be. And that's also something to remember, to have an attitude of gratitude that things could don't have feet. And so one of the things that I like to do to manage stress is I like to be in the sun. I like to actually sit outside and just be still and allow the sun to be on my face. And I also like watching nature, everything in nature, listening to it and watching it. So our first song up is going to be actually Bob Marley, Sun is Shining and the Weather is Sweet. And that's the attitude that I want to encourage you all to have. Even when it's raining outside, like it is here in Atlanta, the day is raining. I call it liquid sunshine. It's still an opportunity, you know, for us to give thanks and praises in all that we do, because we need rain as much as we need sunshine, because that's how things grow. And again, if you have any tips or words of encouragement to inspire someone here, please call in to 678-661-1819. Is shining and the weather is sweet. We lift our heads, we lift our hands, and we give the Almighty thanks and praises in everything. Give thanks and praises. Even when it doesn't look like it's working out, know that everything is working out for your highest good. Nothing the second half hour of the Power Hour. I'd like to remind you all that we would love to have you call in to 678-661-1819, 678-661-1819, and you can follow us on Instagram, Caribbean Life Radio, and on Facebook, Caribbean Life TV. And I would like to share with you a story about raising warriors. And the importance for me of the topic today is to encourage people to really make a choice to stand up and be warriors and not worriers. And it's so interesting that the words are so similar, the sound warrior versus warrior. And it's really important when you have faith, things can really change. If you've ever seen the size of a mustard seed, a mustard seed is so little. It's like a little dot. And when the saying is, you know, to have just the faith of a mustard seed, if you just have the smallest amount over yourself, it's also the law of attraction. Universal principle says that whatever you focus on, you get more of. Whatever you put your attention on, it's going to expand. You'll get more. Wherever your energy goes, wherever your attention flows, that's where the energy goes. So it's very important to be able to shift the energy. Sometimes when you have anxiety, when you have stress, it's a challenge to be able to manage it. And one of the best things that we can do is, like parent or police in our mind, making sure that we are checking our thoughts, that we are checking our words, and that we are constantly encouraging ourselves. And also, when we are parents, when we have children around us, whether you're a parent or grandparent, or you're just someone in the community or an extended family member, children also learn how to manage stress by how they see us dealing with stress. And so it's extremely important to listen to the youth and their processes as far as their thinking process, how they're feeling in their heart, doing a heart check, like how are they feeling about just whatever's going on, school, the community, friends. It's really important in the times that we're living in. The youth are stressed out a lot more than what used to be the case. And one of the things is that they don't get out to play. A lot of times I've noticed that children are more so on the phones or on the computers. They don't know how to go outside and play. Even when we would get into arguments with the neighborhood children, we always found a way to work it out so that we could play again. So it's really important, again, for us to think about ways that we can decrease our worrying and become worriers and not worriers. And so this is the story of raising warriors. An old man told this story to his family. My grandfather walked 10 miles to work. My father walked 5. Me, I drive a Cadillac. My son, but my great-grandson, he will walk again. And so the old man was asked, why did he think that? Why, after all the fancy cars, would the great-grandson walk again? And the old man said, tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. And weak men create tough times. This is why we must create warriors. And so the gist of that story for me is, like, this generation has so much more than any generation has ever had. Everything is like instant gratification, you know, touch button, remote control, touch screen, you know, snap your fingers, 5 minutes, you know, even food in the microwave. Everything is just so instant. And all of the blood, sweat, and tears, all the hard work, the suffering that our ancestors went through, oftentimes they don't know how fortunate they are. And also, this is a feeling of entitlement. And it's really not just the youth. I feel like people in general, like, we're not really honoring the life that we really have, because we're living at a time right now where we have access to so much more in the world. And it's kind of a hard balance for me, because as much as we have, there are still people suffering. There are still people who don't have running water. There's still people who don't have electricity, food. You know, it really bothers me that there's still homeless people and hungry people out here in the world. And I feel like it's because of those who have much, and to whom much is given, much is required. So when we do have a lot, it's important to give. And oftentimes the powers that be, the people who really have a lot, the motivation is really not, you know, let's wipe out world hunger. Let's make sure that everyone in the whole world has a right to good health care. However, in the midst of what's going on in the world, charity starts at home. We have to start making sure that we are good stewards and stewardesses of everything that we have, and start making sure that we're taking care of home, taking care of our family, taking care of our community. And that's one of the greatest ways that we can actually honor the blessings that we have and not have this sense of entitlement, like everything is just supposed to be given to us. So it's so sacred to be able to be on a planet at this particular time, when there's so many things that are happening, just like there's so many things that are troubling in the world, there are a lot of miracles that are happening each and every day. And we can be a part of that too. We can create blessings upon blessings. Once we notice the blessing that we have in our life, all the blessings that we have, we can learn how to be a blessing to others too. And as I mentioned, the man, he said, easy times create weak men, and weak men create tough times. Easier than what we've had before, and we will be called up and tested. So we have a caller calling in to 678-661-1819. Greetings. Thank you for calling in. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Good morning. This is Noni. How are you?
Hi, Noni. Thank you for being such a great caller. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm inspired this morning about your topic. And I'm inspired to share with all those that are listening that a lot of times when we're going through or, you know, we need encouragement, sometimes we can just pull a scripture. And I just wanted to share a scripture that gets me going on a daily. And it is Lamentations 3:22-23. And it says, they are new every morning. So sometimes we have to be reminded that every morning, just, you know, as the Lord gives us the breath of life, but we got to be reminded that we do have another chance to make each day a great day. And I also wanted to share how, you know, sometimes, you know, like you were talking about homelessness and different people that we see on a daily that may need a hand up. I just wanted to share something that happened to me this week. I was walking into the Walmart, and there was this young man, you know, asking for money. And he said, when he asked for money, you know, I reached out and gave him something. But there was also a younger, you know, lady right behind me that's on paperwork, you know. We never know what another person is going through. It helps us to be reminded that, yeah, we may be going through things, but there are some people who are going through worse. And sometimes we're reminded in that way to that, you know, we can put our, what we call worry, or, you know, the stress that we went through, and remember others. And that assists us actually on our journey to become better, and to also be reminded that it's not as stressful as we may think, because there are others who are going through even more.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in and sharing words of encouragement. And that was Lamentations, the 3rd chapter and the 22nd verse, correct?
Yes, 22 through 23.
Okay, verse 22 through 23. And yes, have an encouraging word to give to people.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, thanks. You have a beautiful day. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right. And so, yes, scripture, inspirational, writings, proverbs, anything motivational, the Psalms, it's so important to read positive things as well. And thank you so much for calling in. And again, we're at 678-661-1819. 678-661-1819. And we are on Instagram, Caribbean Life Radio. Please follow and like us. And on Facebook, Caribbean Life TV. And before we go into our next song, I want to bring up the youth again. Because a lot of times as adults, we feel like, you know, we're really stressed out. And I learned from my children, they read a statistic that said that and I was like, wow, you know, yes, this is a spiritual warfare that we're in, but the youth actually have that level of stress like a soldier in war. And so as we think about our youth, it's really important if there's been any kind of traumatic event that has happened, talking to children is so important to talk about those traumatic events. Don't act like they didn't happen. The children are much more in tune than what we think. I feel like they're much closer to the Creator. And so just like the saying, out of the mouths of babes, sometimes children have wisdom and insight. It's like those old souls and ancestors returned. And so it's important to allow children to talk about things. If they were, you know, afraid about something made them sad or scared, please give them the opportunity to talk to you about it. And allow them to be in an environment that feels more balanced. And how do you create stability for children? That's another thing that's important too. When a child has a very strong routine around waking up, going to bed, around eating, spending family time together, and just making sure that things are done at regular times the children can depend on. That creates a sense of stability. And encouraging the youth, letting them know that they're in a safe environment, letting them know that their thoughts and their feelings count, and encourage them to continue to express themselves. And then watch them and listen. Pay attention just in case if they have a change in appetite. If it just looks like, you know, they need to talk to someone like a counselor or a therapist or another loved one, just please pay attention to our youth and see how they're managing their stress. And give them an opportunity to talk with other people, whether it's the school, the church, people in the community. Children need to listen and talk to people other than those that are in their household. Sometimes they need a neutral person to talk to. And so I give you these tips because and we don't want to be worriers, as I said, but warriors. We want to look at different tips that we can use. So it's important to just, you know, do some research, check out some tips on, you know, how to support your children and how to support yourself. And as we move into the last portion of our show, I would like to remind you all of Bob Marley, Three Little Birds. It says, don't worry about a thing because every little thing will be all right. And those are the things that we have to talk to ourselves and say, speak messages to ourselves. Every little thing is going to be all right. Every day when we wake up, we have to claim it. We have to claim the victory. Be victors and not victims, and know that things are working out. Everything's going to work out. Things are never as bad as we seem. And it's always good to have a list of gratitude so that you can remember the things that you're grateful for. Simple things like air, electricity, having feet. Some people don't even have legs or they're in wheelchairs. So just remember that every little thing is going to be all right.
Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun, breathe in.
Every little thing is going to be all right. Don't worry about a thing. Worrying does not help at all. Why worry when you can pray? And as we go into our last 10 minutes, I have some tips on how to stop worrying, to become more of a warrior and not a worrier. So these are 9 tips on how to stop worrying. Writing those things down so that you can be aware of it. It also helps to cancel out any feelings of denial or disbelief that you may have. Like, oh, I'm not stressed out about anything. Yeah, write it down. It's okay to write it down so you can see it. Sometimes when it's in our head, it feels so much bigger than what it is. And writing it down, actually writing and journaling, is also one of the things that we can do to help calm ourselves. And so after you make a list of all the things that you're worried about, then you should analyze it. Look at the list and look at whether or not the things that you're worried about are productive things to be worried about or unproductive things to be worried about. And what I mean by that, like, is it something that you could do something about right now? Or is it something that you really can't do anything about? It's like bigger than you. You just have to let it go and let God. And so when you are analyzing your list and you're saying, okay, can I do something about it right now? Is this something that I can take action on? Can I worry or get it off of my list? And then when something is unproductive, you can't really do anything about it. It's more of like, what if this happens or what if that happens? All the what ifs in the world, it's not really a good thing to do because you actually stress yourself out even more. It's like the serenity prayer. You have to really know what things you can change, what things you can't change. And when you do understand that, that's how you analyze the list of your worries. And so if you feel like you can't take productive action that will lead to a solution, leave it alone. Drop it. Just let it go. Number 3, embrace the things that you're unsure about. If you have any uncertainties about, you know, something that can be considered an unproductive thing to worry about, it's time to accept, like, okay, I know that I'm worried about this, but I can only do but so much. So you may not know for sure what's going to happen tomorrow, but acceptance also comes with faith. To be able to say, I do accept that this is out of my hands. Sometimes as parents, we go through that. You know, we want to make sure our children are okay, but they have their own path. They have to live their own life. And so oftentimes people that are worried, they're really worried about the things that they're not sure about, the things that they can't predict, and they're thinking it's going to be a bad outcome. And so when you are changing your energy to being a warrior and not a worrier, that's kind of like a tongue twister, it's when you're not thinking the worst, you're not expecting the worst. Okay, I cannot control this situation, but I am not going to sit up here and think that the worst situation is going to happen. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to focus on the things that I can control. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to appreciate. I'm going to stay in this moment. And so number four, it actually is like reverse psychology. If you have something that you're afraid of, it's scientists, researchers say that you should repeat that fear over and over and over again. Now, in my mind, I feel like I don't want to repeat the negative. I want to speak the positive. So I actually did the research on this, and it says when you say the same thing over and over again, that is the negative thing that you're worried about, the more you say it, the less power it has over you. And it actually begins to sound a little ridiculous. Like, you may be concerned that, you know, it's going to be a tornado and my house may blow down in a tornado. Just an extreme version. You keep saying that over and over again, and statistics say that it actually minimizes the fear. My thing would be to do the affirmations that we talked about in the beginning of the show. Whatever you think bad is going to happen, I would flip that. And we call this so I would say that I'm protected. Everyone in my house is protected. My home is protected inside and out. So even though the experts say that you could just say that thing over and over again to give it less power, yes, that's one way. Another way I would recommend is to speak over yourself the thing that you actually want to happen, not the thing that you don't want to happen. And so number five is make yourself uncomfortable. Normally, people who have anxiety, they don't like to go outside their comfort zone. They don't want to try different things. They just want to, you know, stay the same way. And the thing is that when you want to accomplish things in life, you actually have to make yourself uncomfortable. We had a caller a while ago who said, when you are comfortable, you're not growing. And when you're growing, you're not always comfortable. And so in order to accomplish things in life, in order to grow, you have to step outside of your comfort zone. You have to be able to put yourself in a position where you're stretching yourself. Don't try to avoid new things and situations that may make you feel uncomfortable, like social gatherings, a party, something where, you know, there's a lot of people that you can interact with. Don't try to avoid those things, because sometimes those things can be very therapeutic for you. It can help you grow as far as your personal growth and development when you learn how to have coping strategies, like going out, interacting with people. It helps you worry less because you don't have time to focus on the worry because you're actually taking action and doing something about it. And number six, it says that people who worry, they often feel like they are in a race with time. There's like this sense of urgency. They're kind of like rushing, or they got to hurry up and get it done right now because something bad could happen. Or they look at, you know, the pros and the cons of a situation based on a sense of urgency. So slowing down, stopping the clock, I actually know what that feels like, not just as a single mom, but also just, you know, because of the way that I like to manage my business and my work ethic, sometimes I will kind of stress myself out when I feel like things are time sensitive. And sometimes I over prepare and then I don't even use half the things that I thought that I would need, or it works out a lot better and the things that I thought that I was going to use were not necessary. So I too have to learn how to slow down and not have this sense of urgency, but just being mindful, being in a present moment, asking myself, you know, what's the most pleasant experience that I can have right now as I prepare for something? How can I make this more meaningful and enjoy the moment? Because a lot of times if you're rushing through things, you're not able to enjoy that moment. It's not as meaningful when you're rushing through it. You're trying to, you know, run here. I got to hurry up and get where I need to go. Just a way of managing stress. And so number seven is, remember that things are never as bad as you think they will be. And that is so true. A lot of times things end up working out a lot better than we believe that they were going to. And yes, things can happen, but they never normally happen as bad as we think they are. And there are some serious real problems out here. And so just managing our stress by looking at everything in perspective and seeing that, you know, there are people that are worse off than us often helps. And then crying, actually, sometimes screaming, shouting. Sometimes I just really speak loudly in my house. I speak over my whole house. If there's negativity around, I'll say, you know, you cannot live here. Only good is welcome here. I just, you know, speak out. What happens is that there is a part of our brain, the emotional part of our brain, when we are stressed out and worried, that it does not work. And so when you're crying, and then you are taking this distraction off of the worrying. And so if you are worried or stressed out, the emotional part of your brain shuts down and you cannot even think clearly enough to figure out how to get out of the situation. And so if you're angry and you're crying and you're dealing with emotion, that's better than being worried, because now you replace the worry with action. And then last but not least is talking about it. Being able to talk to someone about it, whether it's someone who's licensed or specialized in it, someone who's neutral, who you know is not going to throw it back up in your face. It's really important to talk things out and not hold it in. And so we have gotten to the end. We are wrapping it up now. We are at the end of the Empower Hour. And I want to encourage you all to think of different ways that you can manage your stress and learn different tips on how to just manage anxiety and stress. It is a real part of life. It's something that we cannot manage. Stress can go a long way. Not only will it help you mentally and emotionally, but it will also help you physically as well. And so our last song, I'm going off the beaten path. It is a remake of Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, and it's by a rapper. I think his name is Lil Duval, Lil Duval. I'm kind of dating myself to let y'all know that this is not my normal genre, but I think it's important when you're dealing with music to think outside the box. And so he's talking about not worrying and being happy. He made this song in the middle of the pandemic. And he remade Bobby McFerrin's song, gave Bobby McFerrin his shout outs on the actual record. And it is so true. Don't worry, be happy. It is so important to change the energy, because not only are you changing it for you, but you also raise the vibration for others when you are able. Thank you for listening. Check me out on Instagram, Alkebulan Ma'at, and on Facebook. That's Alkebulan Ma'at, Alkebulan Ma'at on Instagram and also on Facebook. And I am on at Gmail. You can email me comments, thoughts, topic suggestions at alkebulancares@gmail.com. That's Alkebulan, the word care, CARES. And I do care. Remember that the Creator loves you, and so do I. Don't worry, be happy, be a worrier no more. Be a warrior and not a worrier. So thank you for listening to the Empower Hour. Please follow us on Instagram at Caribbean Life Radio. And also on Caribbean Life TV. You can follow us on Facebook on Caribbean Life TV. Thanks again for listening to the
appreciate every day living amazing for real.
Got no money, ain't got no job.